God. He's so good. He's so loving. God, we thank you. God, we thank you that you sent your son Jesus for us, to die for us. God, we thank you that you love us so much that you only have good things for us. You only give us good things. Father, you don't send sickness, you don't send death, you don't send pain. You only send life. God, we thank you for your life that you've given each and every one of us who believe in you and know you and have a relationship with you. God, I pray that today as we speak more about you and as we participate in communion in a little while, that we would just be reminded of your goodness. That as we enter 2021, we remember your goodness and we remember we focus on the goodness that your word promises and that your word declares and that your word states. And Father, I pray that as we live through 2021 and as we go through each day, we remember and we declare from your word the goodness that you've already spoken over our lives. That we wouldn't speak death or lack or nothing like that, but we would only speak what's in your word. So God, we thank you. We love you and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. We're gonna do communion after the message like we did last time. If you're saying, oh, it's a little warm in there, like I'm saying right now, especially with the mask on, we have this one furnace running. One of them kind of had a rough week this week on us, so we're be happy. Wednesday morning when it was like 0 degrees in here. So it's good to be warm, right? So if you're hot, don't take off a layer. Suck it up. Grab a Kleenex and dab your head. They do it in the South, I'm sure. At least they do it in Mexico. That's what I've seen on TV anyways, but they're on a beach too, so. Picture you're on a beach and the ocean is beside you, okay? So Sunday church, welcome to our first Sunday of 2020, and I'm expecting and I'm living life with expectancy of an amazing 2021. Amen? I shared last week how 2020 was a great year. And 2020 was really a forming year for, I think, many of us. And for me in particular, and our family, it was a great year of life, of abundance, of blessings. So I'm excited for what 2021 is going to bring because 2021 was so good. And I don't just say that because it's the convenient thing to do. We actually have talked in our house about how good 2020 was. You know, this past year I spent a lot of time in the Word, and I began to realize the great importance of the Word and speaking the Word over our life, speaking the Word in our prayer. And we need to spend time every day in the Word of God. Amen? It's not just a matter of going through the motions. It's not just a matter of it's something we have to do, so we're going to do it. This should be life. This should be as the same as breathing for us as believers. Is reading the Word. Reading it. Speaking it over your life. Meditating on it. Knowing it. Knowing what it means and how to apply it to our life. That's what the Word of God should do for us. The truths of the Word of God need to find a place deep within us, and we need to stand on those truths of the Word. And the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, that's how he lives, right? Do we believe that? Do we know that? If we think we're going to be sick, if we think we're going to have nothing, what are we going to end up having? Nothing. We're going to be sick. We need to speak and declare the goodness of God from his Word over our lives. It's up to us. And our whole future. And I said this, don't get ready to stone me if you've not heard me say this, but our whole future just isn't up to God. It's like, here you go, God, take my life and run it. But we need to be active in our life. We need to work with God and be hand in hand together as we grow towards where He has laid out places for us to go. But it's up to us to walk that path, isn't it? There's a part that we both play in it. And that part that I play is my faith. And God's part that He plays is His grace each and every day. And where does our faith come from? It comes from the Word. It comes from knowing who He is. It comes from meditating on the Word and understanding how we can apply it in our life. And we need to hunger for the Word of God in our life, don't we? And as we pray for miraculous things, as we pray for people, we will begin to also see things change in our lives. The Bible isn't just a book of rules. Like I've heard so many people say, not this group, obviously. This group's much more mature. But I've heard, I don't want to read that. That's just a bunch of rules. Why would I want to, you know, you've probably all heard it. It isn't just some great wisdom either. But when you meditate on the Word, something happens in your life, doesn't it? And this helps us go from strength to strength, from victory to victory, like we've been talking the past few weeks. We can apply our faith and meditate on the Word of God on things, not just on healings, but on things like handling financial growth, on things that we can meditate on, like spending time in Him and knowing and learning and understanding things like debt cancellation in our life, leading each other, leading people, praying for people. We can learn that from the Word of God as we meditate, as we spend time on our own and we just talk to God and read His Word and declare His truths. And as you spend time reading the Word of God, you read verses like John 1:1-5. It says, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So this brings some clarity that when you say the Bible or the Word or Scriptures and Jesus, essentially they're all meaning the same thing in an in-depth way, I guess. But that's the basic statement behind that. You would never say you love Jesus but not the Bible, would you? You can't. And this other scripture here, Mark 16:20, is one that's really amazing to me. This is probably one of my favorite verses because it says what they did. It says, and they went out and preached the Word everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the Word through the what? Through accompanying signs. Amen, right? Through accompanying signs. So they went out and they preached the Word everywhere. They preached Jesus everywhere. They didn't huddle up and hide in their four walls or wherever they were, if they had no walls, in their cave or wherever they lived. They didn't hide there. They didn't huddle up and say, okay, guys, football once again. When you get together in a football game and you do a huddle, you talk about, okay, this is the play. This is what we're going to do. You're going to take this. And you're going to do a button hook 20 yards down. You're going to do a fly. You're going to do a flag. Okay, break. And then you just all stand there. What the heck was the purpose of the huddle? To talk about what you could do? To make sure that everybody knows the play, but we're just going to stand here? Or do you get out, break, and you get out on the line, and wait, hut one, hut two, go, and everybody's running their play? That's what the Word of God is, our playbook. The Bible is our playbook, and as we read it, as we talk about the play, break, we go, don't we? Don't we? Or would we rather just huddle? I'd rather not huddle. I'd rather not huddle up and hide. I'd rather get out and break and do the play call, whatever that may look like. And they went out and preached the Word of God. They confirmed the preaching of the Word of God with signs and miracles. Signs and miracles are the confirmation of the Word for the world. God does not confirm your desires, your begging, your neediness. God confirms his word each and every time. And when you look at his word, what does it talk about? It talks about things like healings, right? That's what the word talks about. Every person that Jesus prayed for to be healed, was he not? Or were they not? Because some of them were women, some were children. Finances is spoken about in the Word of God. I don't see anything in the Word of God about lack when people were living according to his purposes and declaring scripture. Relationships. I know that when we believe the Word of God and we preach it, when we speak it, when we live it, when we focus on it, miraculous things will start to happen in our lives. We cannot stop being in the Word of God because God confirms his word with signs. And if you want to see miraculous intervention in things like your finances, your relationships, your home, your marriage, your business, your body, your mind, your career, your future, your future generations and your family, you need to know that God will help you and God will supernaturally intervene and has already given you victory in those places. But you can't just sit there and say things like, and I make fun of this all the time, but you can't just sit there and say, well, the Lord's in control. He has a plan. What a weak excuse. That's so, and if that's you, I'm sorry, but that is very weak, and you need to get in the Word and understand things like faith and living in his Word and the blessings that are available and the promises that are there. We can't stop being in the Word. He confirms his Word. He doesn't confirm our begging. And there are so many principles in the Word of God that we need to dive into as believers, as a church, as individuals, and as a group as a whole. And Jesus says this in John 6:63. He said, "It's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." And when we speak the Word of God, the words from Scripture are not just sound waves that come out of my mouth and enter your eardrums, and if your eardrums need to tune up, you get a hearing aids. It's not sound waves that your hearing aids pick up. When we're reading the Word of God, what are we reading? What are we speaking? We're speaking life, aren't we? Not just some sounds. Society will tell you you're just reading words. No, I'm here to tell you today we are reading life. We are speaking life over our life, over us, over our situation, over our families. We need to speak life. And when we read the Word of God, we need to speak the life that it brings. Psalms 107:20 says, "He sent his word and he," is it up there? "And he" what? "And he healed them and delivered them from their destructions." He healed them. He sent his word and he healed them. He didn't have to go there physically. He sent his word. And when the centurion was in need of a healing for his friend, he told Jesus, "You don't need to come here and pray for my friend. Just speak the word." How did the centurion know this? Because he understood authority. Speak the word and be healed with truth. Amen? Romans 10:8-10 tells us, "But what did it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith when we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." You'll be sozoed. "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Also another word for sozo, healed, whole, new. It's not just that word of salvation isn't just the word of healed for, or saved from hell. We need to understand that. We need to know that. And if we think that's what it is, boy, we're missing a lot of the picture, guys. It means saved from sickness, saved from disease, saved from the crop of life and brought into relationship and rightness with God and walking in with Him if we so choose. It means restored, whole, healed. The word must be in your mouth, though, and in your heart. So what do you need? We need the word, don't we? Psalms 84:7 says, they go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Boy, I love that verse. I know I've been saying it a lot the past couple months. You go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Your life, your peace, your ability, your prosperity, the power, the joy, the blessings that can increase in your life when you spend time in the Word and you know the Word and you apply it to your life. You need to make the decision, though, of if you're going to apply it to your life or not. If you're not, and you've said, you know what? I guess whatever the Lord has, whatever God has for me, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you guys something, and I don't say this lightly, but maybe you're in the wrong place. Because I want for all of us to experience every piece of the Word that He has for us, all the blessings, all the miraculous, all the power, all the prosperity, all the joy, everything from His Word, I want it in each of us. And as we grow in God's Word, as the Holy Spirit teaches us to grow from strength to strength continually, we can start focusing on good things. Ephesians 6, 17 to 19, there's this amazing verse, and so many people ignore it. We read it, we talk about it, but we don't actually put it to practice. It shows us about the spiritual armor for the believer, right? And from, talks about the sword of the Spirit. And we're going to read it here in a second. Actually, we'll read it now because it's up there. And the helmet of salvation and the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty, that to that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Okay, now I'm going to go back to where I was, because that... See, talks about the sword of the Spirit. And many people think that this is a sword of the Holy Spirit. But that's not what we're actually talking about here. It's the sword that your human spirit yields when the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And it's the sword that your human spirit, with Holy Spirit inside of you, holds and uses, which is the Word of God. That's how it's used. That's what that scripture is telling us. And as you meditate on the Word and get the Word inside of you, what happens? The Word tells us that you become stronger and stronger. You go from strength to strength. You become bolder, and courage will rise up within you, and faith will rise up, doesn't it? And we read earlier, as the boldness rises up, that as you meditate and as you use the Word of God, what happens? God will confirm it when you're in His Word. And I think even further than that is that the Holy Spirit will guide you to the right people, to empower you to see the miraculous, to do the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. I think as we grow in the Word and as we have a better understanding, it really becomes an amazing tool. So one of the movies I like is Star Wars. You guys know this. But Star Wars, you got Luke Skywalker or Obi-Wan Kenobi or Yoda, whatever. Maybe you've watched The Mandalorian and you've got those guys that run their lightsabers. When they walk around with this handle, right? Have you seen a lightsaber? Who's not seen a lightsaber? Maybe I'm talking a bunch of crazy. Really? What's that? No, lightsaber, like from Star Wars. Star Wars, Luke Skywalker. I'll show you later, Thelma. But we got this lightsaber, and it's just a handle. That's all it is, right? It's a handle that they're walking around with. And then they walk into a situation, and they push a button, and all of a sudden the sword appears, right? Have you ever walked into a situation, or walked into somewhere, and a situation arises around you because we live in a fallen world, and bam, the Holy Spirit drops a verse in your heart, and you can declare that verse, or bam, the Holy Spirit drops some wisdom into your heart, and you can speak the wisdom that the Holy Spirit has done, and you see, you're able to see miraculous signs around you. That's kind of what I picture a lightsaber is like. I'm walking around, I've got the Word of God with the handle in me, and I walk somewhere, and bam, it comes out of me, and the lightsaber's there. We need to speak the Word over our situations, and just watch the situations change. Amen? Speak the Word. And with God, there's no limit to what we can do in things like our businesses, right? With God, there's no limit to what things that we can do within our ministries, right? With the Word of God, when we fully act and we fully believe and we walk in that, there's nothing we can't do, no limit we can't do with respect to healings and in life. Because as we read earlier, what did we read? Now I got to find the verse. As they preached the word everywhere, as they walked around and preached Jesus, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through accompanying signs, through miracles. Guys, I think too many of us today are not walking around thoroughly equipped to do God's work supernaturally. I don't believe that we are in the Word as much as we should be. I don't believe that we are walking in His Word, walking in His life. Rather, we've made agreements with the world. We've made agreements with our neighbors on what they say and the death that they speak. When instead we should be making agreements with Jesus and His Word. Shouldn't we? Hopefully my lips don't reflect all that water that was left there. Because then I'll look funny. We can be walking around as believers, so when we spend time in His Word, with a supernatural gift with us. We can be walking around with a blessed job, or blessed company, a blessed things like a blessed farm, blessed family, blessed health, prosperity, and reaching people with the gospel. All scripture is given by inspiration. Oh, sorry. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. I don't think you had. There we go. Sorry. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is something that's not just for pastors or for board members or for Jimmy because he's pretty awesome at reading the Bible. This is something that's available for all believers. It's available for all believers. And when we spend time in His Word, we begin to get complete. We begin to be equipped for every good work. You need to be thoroughly equipped as a believer with the Word of God. Don't you? The Word of God needs to take root in our heart, and it needs to be entwined with our heart so we can continually walk into any situation. If something happens, my lightsaber's out. I've got the Word of God on my tongue. I've got the Word of God in my heart. I can speak life because I know the Word of God. I know what it says. I don't have to. If somebody says, well, that's just life, you know, you're just going to have to be sick. No. By His stripes I am healed. That hurt. That button hurt. Go, Luca. But do you know what I mean here? Guys, I want us to live life to the fullest as we've been called to live. And 2020, I've heard too many people, and not just people outside of the church. I've heard preachers, pastors, people that go to churches speak death, speak Disappointment, speak negativity over 2020, but we need to speak life, and we need to speak life over 2021 as well. Take the word in your heart. Let it root there, and continually every day meditate on the word. Set aside every day time to hang out with Jesus. And however that looks, you could be driving in your car. You could be driving on your motorcycle. I don't know why you want to do it right now, but in a couple months you'll want to. I want a motorcycle, Stacy. Hint, hint. No, not. You could be whatever, driving your tractor somewhere, driving, I don't know, driving a boat, driving whatever, walking, talking, eating your breakfast, spending time with Jesus, reading to his word, speaking his word, and watching as it takes root. Things start to change on the inside for us. Amen? That's what we want. That's what I want for you. That's my heart's desire for 2021, is that the word comes alive in our heart. We start speaking it. We start living it. We start believing it. I don't even know where I am anymore. Doesn't matter. We'll be on this page. See, when Jesus would talk about the word, he would always talk about the scripture. And Jesus answered them things like, "Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods?" If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. That's John 10, 34 to 35. Do you know how amazing and infallible the perfect word of God is? Jesus calls himself the Bible, the word of God, or the word from God, and at the same time calls it the scripture so perfectly and powerfully that it cannot be broken. Nothing can upset it. Nothing can make the word of God ineffective. Did you know that? People, when they don't spend time in the word, some of them are reading, but they're not really reading. Do you know what I'm saying? Some of those people. And they're just like reading for the sake. I put my 5 minutes in. Whoa, close that up. I am good to go. Good to go for God. And they really didn't absorb anything. They didn't read it with their heart. They just read it with their eyes and moved on. They put in their 5 minutes. It's like going to the gym and instead of doing the tread climber or whatever you call that. What's treadmill? Instead of doing the treadmill, just turning it on and sitting beside it, drinking your cup of coffee. That's basically what you did. Oh, I could go run a marathon now. That's not what it's saying. We need to dig in. We need to meditate on the word. And we need to believe that nothing in this world can make the word of God ineffective in our life. Nothing can stop the word of God. But you need to yield it. Your spirit, along with the help of the Holy Spirit, needs to yield the word of God. A born-again believer who begins to see the word and meditate on the word will grow. Let the Spirit of God begin to teach you and help you grow. And as you know the word of God and you walk about life in your business, in your job, or you walk around within your family, and you walk around in your marriage, you walk around in stores and you need protection. When you walk around and your health is maybe not where it should be, know the word of God, speak the word of God, and the presence of God is with you and working through you. Because when we know the word of God, when we are living the word of God, we go from strength to strength, right? You don't need to live like, well, I sure hope it goes okay. I'm going for tests. I sure hope they come back negative. What? That's not how we speak as believers. That's not how the Word of God tells us to speak. Because we go from strength to strength, victory to victory. And the only hope we have in this fallen world is to fill our minds, fill our hearts with the Word of God. With true life. Amen? Whatever's going on in your life, if it's like the word builds the strength of life into us, and I pray that we live 2021 with an awe of the scriptures, of a blessing and of a confidence in the scriptures that have been written about even our lives today. It's not a word that was written for 2,000 years ago. It's a word that was written for us today. To give us strength, to give us life, to give us boldness, and to build our faith. That we would believe it and know it, and that it is unkillable, and it is the most powerful weapon available to us. It's a tool. And when you walk in a situation, you just, I don't know how to make the lightsaber come out other than bringing my arm out. You know what I'm saying? We walk around in life and zzz. I'm not doing a backflip like Luke. I could do it if I wanted to do it, but I won't. But we have a weapon. Let's use that weapon this year. Let's walk in faith, walk in boldness, walk with belief, and know His word is true and for you today. And if I see you guys going like this through the store, I'll come beside you and I'll do this with you. And I'll come pray with you. Because we're in this together. We are walking forward together as a church. You see somebody in the Shopee's or the co-op or wherever, why don't you go up beside them and pray with them? Speak the word of God into their life. Because we should all know the word of God and the power that we yield with it to bring the miraculous wherever we go. So this year, I want to encourage you to activate the miraculous in your life. Get to know the word. Spend time in the word. Build your faith. We're going to close in prayer this message, and then we're going to jump into communion. But if somebody watching online doesn't know Jesus and wants to know Jesus, I'm going to ask you guys in here just to repeat after me. If you're in here and you don't know Jesus and you want to know Jesus, I invite you also to repeat this prayer after me. And we just want, if you're watching online, you're with a group, repeat the prayer after me, whether you know Jesus or not. But if you want to know Jesus, make the decision in your heart to say, yes, I want to know Jesus. And those around you, just please help make that person feel comfortable and just repeat with us. But if you've made a decision today that say, hey, I want to know that power that I can have. I want to know Jesus. I want to know the Word of God. Then I'm going to invite you to repeat this prayer after me with your heart. And you guys that know Jesus already, just pray with us and repeat after me just to make those that don't know Jesus yet comfortable. But they're going to know Jesus after this prayer. And then they're going to continue to, I'm talking too much. They're going to continue to get to know Jesus as they dig into their word because we have a Bible for them. And we're going to talk about digging into their word and what that means. And then they have the power. And you can come beside them and help them know Jesus more. And understand the scriptures more. And walk in the authority more. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place and take every punishment and curse. Thank you, Jesus, that I am free. So, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. And, Jesus, from today on, I'm following you. I'm getting into your word. And I'm digging in to live a life in the miraculous. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, I encourage you to call me, message me, email me. All the stuff's on the Facebook feed, on the YouTube feed. You know how to get a hold of me. You can message me on Facebook. But I want to connect with you. I want to walk with you. I want to journey with you. And I want to tell you about Jesus more. And I want to give you a Bible so you can spend time in His Word, and we can spend time in His Word together. Because His Word tells us that by His stripes we were healed, and we can be whole, we can be sozoed, can't we? If you want to take out your communion emblems, we've said multiple times today, multiple times in the past number of weeks, multiple times over the past couple of years, that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We were healed. We have an opportunity to walk in His healing, in His fullness and His wholeness each and every day. We have the cup of Jesus that sets us free. The blood of Jesus that sets us free, that washes us white as snow. We have the body of Christ and the cracker. As His body was broken for us. Matthew 26, 26 to 28 says, while they're eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, He broke it and gave it to the disciples, said, take, eat, this is my body. Let's pray as you open up your thing. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth, this fallen, messy earth, for us, to give us wholeness, to give opportunity to each person for wholeness. And by giving us wholeness, Jesus, we know your body was broken, and we thank you for your broken body that you laid down for us. Jesus, we love you, we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you can get your cup open, please partake together. And as we keep reading, it says, and when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. This blood, this covenant, is what gives us life. Amen? It gives us victory. It gives us wholeness. Let's partake together of this covenant and celebrate. Jesus, we thank you for your body, for your blood, that will make us, or that makes us whole, that restores us to you, that gives us sozo, that gives us wholeness, that gives us healing, gives us completeness. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the life. We thank you for the victory that we have because of your word, your life. Jesus, I pray that as we go into 2021, that we would go forward fully expecting to walk in the miraculous and have unlocked the miraculous in our life. Jesus, we thank you that we, as we spend time meditating on your word, on you, and we go out and we preach you, we speak you over our life, that we will see the signs and miracles each and every day. Jesus, I pray that we will press in and press on through you, with you, as you guide us, lead us, direct us, and empower us. Jesus, I pray that this year we would be activated and get to work doing what you've called us to do. That we would be ministering to each other, building each other up, speaking life over each other. And Jesus, I pray that you will just lead us and guide us into opportunities within our community. We love you. We honor you. God, thank you for your Son. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, and thank you for the wholeness you bring and the healing you bring. In Jesus' name. God, we pray also for this week that we would continue and start meditating on your word, that we would start walking through life empowered and emboldened like we are called to be. Give us an amazing week together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless. Have a great week, and we will see you next week.